34, she already knew she wasn't marriage material, or Rourke Resorts material, or detective material either. But that was okay. She was happy with her life. At least, she had been. Had it really been a month since she'd been home? God, it felt longer. When her father had called 4 weeks ago and asked her to step in for him as interim CEO for Rourke Resorts, his chain of five-star hotels up and down the East Coast, she'd immediately said no. But when he'd calmly told her it was the last thing he was ever going to ask her to do and that if she helped him, he wouldn't bother her again, she'd finally caved. To be free of the Rourke family for good? Now that was a prize worth sacrificing her cozy little life for. Of course, now she wondered if that had been the biggest mistake she'd ever made.
Okay. Billy's voice turned serious in her ear, dragging her attention back to the moment. When you get to the top, you may have to jimmy the manhole cover.
She stopped inches from the ceiling, her feet perched precariously on the rungs of the old ladder, and pushed her hands against the cool metal above. The cover didn't budge.
Define jimmy, she said as she pushed again.
I don't know. Try turning counterclockwise and pushing up at the same time.
Haley widened her stance, then shoved hard. She grunted from the exertion, clenched her teeth, and used every ounce of strength in her muscles. Just about the time she was sure there had to be a car parked on top of this thing, the cover slipped, slipped again, and finally gave way. She groaned as she pushed the cover up and off with aching arms, then hauled her body out of the steam tunnel with what little strength she had left.
Okay,
she said on a deep breath when she was sitting on the ledge with her feet hanging down into the hole.
I'm through.
Damn straight, Skippy.
Excitement filled Billy's voice.
What do you see?
She shined her light up and around while her chest rose and fell with her breathing.
Stairs?
Computer keys clicked in the background, and she imagined him sitting in the back of the rented van, keying in her location on his trusty map.
You done good, H. You're in the pump house.
At least one part of this was going right.
If he hadn't been feeding her directions, though, she'd still be lost down there in the dark.
She pushed to her feet and headed up the steps.
What are the chances this door's locked?
How's your luck been lately?
Crappy.
No bets, then.
When she reached the top of the stairs, she wrapped her hand around the pump house doorknob and said a quick prayer her luck was changing. Holding her breath, she turned the knob. Metal in need of a good oiling scraped against rusty metal, and then the door gave with a soft click. Frigid Chicago air whooshed around her as she stepped out of the pump house and quietly closed the door at her back. She hadn't bothered with a heavy coat, and the January wind whipped through her light jacket, but the cold was the least of her worries now. In a matter of minutes, she hoped, she'd be in that nice warm house across the grass. Two doors down, she said into her mic. I'm heading across the yard now.
You might just be my dream woman after all, Billy teased.
Two-day-old snow crunched under her boots as she stayed in the shadows of the large, spindly trees and silently made her way across the yard. In all probability, they could have figured out a way for her to slink up to the house above ground, but the chances of her being noticed in this historic neighborhood were far too great. This Rourke property had been in the family's holdings for years, and the rich old biddies who still lived on this quiet street kept a close eye out for anything unusual. When she reached the kitchen door, she pulled out the slim pick kit from her back pocket.
Just like we practiced, H. You can do it.
I know, she mumbled.
But practicing on a dummy lock in her suite up in Lake Geneva and doing the deed in sub-zero temperatures in the dark was something altogether different. She ignored the chill in her fingers and the wind whipping down the back of her collar and instead focused on her task. It took three tries, but she finally got it. The lock gave with a click, and suddenly she was moving into the industrial-sized kitchen and closing the door.